Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Adam Witte. Adam's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than three years. He's the founder and the CEO of Advantage Media Group. He's the author of 21 Ways to Build Your Business with a Book. And we're talking about business planning, the common sense way. Adam, thanks again for being here. AdamWitte.com and AdvanceFamily.com, is that right? No, Advantage.
AdvantageFamily.com.
Advantage. I knew what I was supposed to say. I just didn't say it. AdvantageFamily.com. So tell us about this thing you call side project entrepreneurs. What does that mean?
Side project entrepreneurs, good question. Side project entrepreneurs, this means a lot of things to a lot of different people, but I would say this. We're talking about business planning, and we're talking about, you know, starting a business or planning for your business. And I just want to make the statement that I think America is the greatest country on earth because it's the only country where anybody and everybody can start a business.
Right.
And I think as Americans, we have a special privilege. And if the call of a business or the thought of a business has ever entered in your mind, you owe it to yourself to at least pursue it. And a lot of people think that pursuing the start of a business means they've got to quit their job, they've got to take a huge risk, and they've got to just completely dive in feet first. And the truth is, you can dip your toe in the water and then dip a foot in the water, and then dip the second foot in the water slowly. And so that means that creating a business can be a side project for you while you continue your full-time career until you get to the point where you're ready to take the plunge.
Adam, for 17 years on this show, I've encouraged my audience, if they're not in business yet, before they go jumping off the high board into the deep water, to try to do something on a smaller scale in a parallel universe with their business, with their job, obviously not competing with their employer. But I've seen this happen so many times, and it's such a successful way. What you're describing is such a successful way to do it. You know, 1-800-Flowers, Jim McCann.
Of course.
Jim McCann's a member of our Brain Trust, and I helped him launch his website back in the 90s on the show, and you know, way back when they went public, and his great story is he was a counselor for the state of New York, and he bought a flower shop in Manhattan. He ran that flower shop on the side with employees for 10 years before he ever bought the website and the phone number, 1-800-Flowers. So,
well, it's such a great story, and there's so many examples of people like that.
10 years.
That's right. It's a side project until it becomes a full time project, and I would just say that the success of our country, the success of our economy, depends upon innovation. And it depends upon small business people, entrepreneurs. And so if you feel that calling, you don't have to dive in. You
right.
don't have to quit your job. You don't have to put your family at risk. Just slowly walk into the pool, you know, one toe,
right.
one foot at a time.
Right. We had a guy that used to come by here to get donations for a worthy cause that we contributed to every year. We saw him once a year. And over a period of time, he started telling us about this other little esoteric kind of a business that he was doing on the side. Well, 5 or 6 years later, he came by and said, I'm not going to be by anymore. He said, my other business has gotten so big, I'm going to start doing it full time.
That's the way to do it.
That's right. That's exactly what you're talking about. And it's such a better way to do it without putting everybody at risk, putting everything you have at risk. You and I'll tell you a big thing about your idea about side project entrepreneurs, Adam. The mistakes you made will be a lot smaller.
Exactly.
And will cost you a lot less.
That's exactly right. And remember, success leaves clues. And so as you've got this side project, you know, yeah, you're working nights, you're working weekends to get it up and running, but you've also got to be reading books. You've got to be talking to other small business mm-hmm. owners, and you've got to be learning from them so the mistakes that you make are as small as possible.
There's one other thing in the middle of this thing that's really powerful, Adam. When you're a side project entrepreneur, you'll do things that no other people won't even know you're doing, and you'll do them even though you didn't know you weren't supposed to.
That's right.
And you'll have success that other people would never have had, because if you went out into the marketplace full-fledged and just threw yourself out there and said, this is what I'm going to do, well, the rest of the world would say, you're not supposed to do that. And you might believe them, Adam.
That's right.
You might believe them.
Well, you know, when it's a side project, when you're dipping your toe in the water, you can move more slowly than if you're doing it full time.
Yeah.
And the one benefit of doing it more slowly is you can be more deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
As you just said, you know, you can probably be a little bit more conservative, but what that means is the mistakes you make are going to be smaller and less costly.
That's exactly. And they won't take you down. And if they do, you still got a job, right?
Exactly. So it's not fatal.
Adam, I need your websites again quickly, please.
AdvantageFamily.com and AdamWitty.com.
And don't forget, 21 Ways to Build Your Business with a Book. That's Adam's new book, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Adam. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.